plate a potential nugget.
Another term I loved in your book, Ravi, was this term starting. You talk about how a gazelle in the animal world signals its capability. And you also quote Sheryl Sandberg, where she says, develop your voice, not your brand. And you suggest that we need to think marketing and not sales when it comes to signaling our capability in a crowded world. Can you expand on this for us?
Yeah, it's a very fine balance. Okay. So first of all, this is a difficult, unforgiving world in some ways. And so it's not only is it important that you have some skills and be excellent, but the world around you needs to recognize that. And so you have to signal. And that's why I use the metaphor of starting, where the gazelle just goes up and down in the same place while it's grazing. So the leopard knows, don't waste your time. I'm a pretty fit guy and I'm going to outrun you. So go find somebody else who's not able to spring up quite so well. And so you need to find ways to do that without becoming one of these just ugly, relentlessly self-promoting individuals. It's a fine line. You can easily, you know, cross over without even intending to where all you're doing is self-promotion. And I see some very smart, very good people who've lost that plot. But some of it is important. And that's why I like what Sheryl Sandberg says, which is don't talk about yourself or just go on, you know, tweeting or doing something silly. Actually, lead with thought leadership. Okay. So signal with putting out ideas that are well thought through, genuinely useful. And that's a useful way. I've embraced that myself. You know, I'm not out there just relentlessly on social media. I occasionally put stuff out there on LinkedIn and I put a lot of thought into and effort into it. And as a result, I think there's a growing number of people who are drawn towards listening to those ideas. What happens then is you build a reputation and that reputation then attracts opportunities. And so, you know, I think in today's world, it is just a failing strategy to go chasing opportunities, chasing a job, or one of these things, okay? The only effective way is to build a reputation and attract people and opportunities to you. And then you can sit there and say, is this interesting or that interesting or not? And that's why I talk about marketing rather than sales. And in fact, that's the way it works. I often get people to do a simple exercise, and maybe some of your listeners would want to do it. You write down all the significant experiences, professional, personal, that you've had, and over the last whatever period of time, 20, 30 years. And then you ask yourself, how did this happen? How did Microsoft happen to me? How did UNICEF happen to me? And then you look at, and as you look at it very carefully, you'll find, except maybe some of the earliest ones, 9 out of 10 times the opportunity came to you. It is rare that you will find that you did something because you decided, you went and made all the effort, and you landed it. Okay. Maybe that was applicable early in your career where you decided, I want to go and study at that college. And you were very intentional and focused around it and you achieved it. But since then, much of what happens is attracted into your life. I think there's something spiritual out here, but even if you leave the spirituality out, it comes down to two very practical things called your networks and your reputation. And if you've built your reputation and your networks, you'd like a fishing net, you'd land a bigger and bigger catch. And so I think this is very important to do, but maintain a balance and not go nuts into self-promotion.
I love the point Ravi makes around starting and the fact that we all need to focus on marketing and not sales when we think about the long term. As we move towards a world where there are more and more free agents and the number of people doing one thing keeps increasing, pursuing sales is a slippery slope and has significant pricing implications. I like what photographer Atul Kasbekar says in this context.
And the other thing is, there are just far too many human beings out there. You know, there's just whatever it is you're looking to do, there is someone who's willing to do it cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about better, but certainly cheaper. Now, and there are not that many clients out there who want to pay for Louis Vuitton. You know, so either you have to be so good, okay, that, yaar, wo chahiye to uske baad jana hi padega. Then whether you're a, you know, kadiya placing marble, but what you do, you're a freaking artist, you know, great. You'll get the money and you'll get paid your due. If not, you better be the guy who's literally everywhere and you're the Coke can. You know, you're 30 feet away from whoever and then you, whatever. So I think that in-between guy is going to get wiped out if you're not careful. So you just need to sort of be everywhere. That's at a very simplistic level. I'm no economist, but it seems like that's the way.
I really love what he says here. Whatever you choose to do, can you be like that artist, even if it's laying bricks or marbles? I think that's where the opportunity lies for each one of us. Else there's a risk of being commoditized away. Thank you for listening.